www.thebeatsofmetal.com. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Everything you see on that front page of the site was placed there by listeners like you. Maybe it was you. Nemi, I know you were talking about registering for an account recently and submitting content. You submit what you want to the site, and then other listeners can vote on it. You can vote it up if you like, down if you don't. And then ultimately, we will decide, what you think's interesting. Maybe use some of it on the air. Of course, the best way to get on the air is to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And I apologize for neglecting to mention our Skype option. You may Skype into the show as well. It is username, lrn.fm. Now, earlier in the show tonight, Mark, you mentioned this article that you had, this flashback, nearly 20 years to 1995, a Newsweek article, which ironically predicts the death of the Internet, and basically blows it off. I haven't read this yet, but Mark, you're going to share it with us. But it's interesting, especially considering that Newsweek ended up dying, at least in the print version. It was December of 2012 when Newsweek printed its final print edition. So it's particularly delicious irony to have Newsweek predicting the death of the Internet when, in point of fact, it was the Internet that ended up contributing to Newsweek's demise.
And this is in response to a caller, Chris, who called in, who was predicting the demise of Bitcoin. And you know what? Chris is right. At some point, Bitcoin is going to be worth zero. The thing that I suggest...
How do you know that?
Because, at some point, the sun will burn out.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
At some point in our lifetimes, maybe not.
I didn't claim it was in our lifetimes.
Just want to make sure we're clear about that.
So I just want to make that abundantly clear is that, look, and Chris offline referenced a Forbes article here that I'm going to read, but I haven't, I can't just read articles during the breaks of the show and internalize them. But it's an expert saying Bitcoin isn't going to go anywhere.
Isn't that an old piece? I think we've read that
it's
one.
It's relatively old, but not that same. Maybe you did. Maybe I need to reread it and take the point that he pointed out in it. I'm willing to do that. And, if it changes my mind, it changes my mind, and I will, do that on air. I just want to point out that, look, Free Talk Live is right and wrong about all kinds of things. I hope that you don't take my word as though I'm some kind of, smarter guy than you are. I do as much research as I can do on a subject. I do my very best. I make, my assertions. And, I suppose on some subjects I'm an expert. But experts are wrong. And this is coming from Newsweek. The Internet? Bah! After two decades online, I'm perplexed. It's not that I haven't had a gas of a good time on the Internet. I've met great people and even caught a hacker or two. But today, I'm uneasy. This is from 1995. About this most trendy and oversold community.
Before you go on, when I first read the first line here, after two decades online, the first four words in this article, and it made me think, wow, this guy was a real early adopter back in the day. To have said that you've been online for two decades means that you've been using modems since the 300 baud range or less. I mean, this guy...
Since the 70s.
It's not like this person was unfamiliar with the online world.
Right.
I think that's particularly interesting.
Well, he's an expert. Or he or she. I have yet to... I didn't really see the article in there.
His name's...
Wrong authored Clifford. Yeah, Clifford Stoll. It didn't say it right at the top where I was reading it, so I didn't see it. So he goes on. Visionaries see a future of telecommuting workers, interactive libraries, multimedia classrooms. They speak of electronic town meetings and virtual communities.
Oh, boy.
Commerce and business will shift from offices and malls to networks and modems.
They were right. They were right. They were those visionaries, whoever they were right about all of it. It may not have panned out in exactly the way they expected.
They're not using modems anymore, that's for sure.
Sure you are. I've got a cable modem.
Yeah. It's a modem? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess still it's sending and receiving
it's
data.
It's not in bauds.
It doesn't make the same old fax machine.
No, you can't hear it.
Right. Yeah.
That noise. You've got mail.
Right.
That one. I think that, anyway, he's got one point that I don't think has quite worked out yet, and it's basically because it's the organization that tends to evolve the slowest, and that's government. So, you know, you can keep an eye on government in this one, and it does, I think, behind the curve on the rest of these. He says, and the freedom of digital networks will make government and more democratic. Baloney. Do our computer pundits lack all common sense? The truth in no online database will...
I think it's supposed to be the truth is.
The truth is on no online database will replace your daily newspaper.
Oh, that's particularly ironic.
My Sunday New York Times is really the last bastion of my favorite thing to do.
Really? You buy a Sunday newspaper?
I absolutely...
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay.
And I have had it's Sunday New York Times is a big deal. I love the crossword.
That's
but
why you get it.
I also love the smell of print on newsprint
really?
Too.
I'll You're go, old school.
I am. I'm a total dork. I'll go hang out by the Sentinel when they're printing the papers late.
Just so you can smell it.
Just so I can smell it.
The why don't you get paper. A job as like a paper girl?
Because it's a dying breed, Ian. I've done that before. I've worked for newspapers before.
Really?
And I've worked in press rooms
before.
You've
gotten up and grabbed stuff at 3 a.m.
sure.
or whatever and delivered
them? No, I've worked in the press room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So to me, I'm a sucker for it.
Is the press room where they're making the papers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm a sucker for it.
Printing is not dying completely, right? I mean, there's still the daily, or not the daily, weeklies. But the weekly, free weeklies are doing all right,
yeah.
as I understand it.
Yeah, because we had talked about this not that long ago when we were looking at circulation numbers for advertising or something.
Yeah, and the circulation numbers of the local daily paper have been dropping like a rock. It's they've got to be having a tough time making ends meet. It's amazing to me how many people are still working in their newsroom. I actually went in there a few years ago. And maybe it's changed now, but a couple of years ago, it was bustling. Like, I was shocked at how many people they had there. So somehow they're still making it work unbelievably. And I think there's a lot of momentum involved, but there's certainly not much momentum when it comes to subscriber rates and pass around and all that.
Well, Yellow Pages is already basically dead.
Really? There's multiple Yellow Pages in this area.
That's one of the problems. It used to be that, you know,
there's
basically basically there was one Yellow Pages that people used.
From Ma Bell.
And that was and the rates were just incredibly high, and and most businesses had to be in there. Well, now, a lot of businesses are saying, "I'm just getting my people from internet searches."
Yeah,
and
sure.
Nobody's buying the Yellow Pages.
Spend $1,000. What does one of those Yellow Pages ads cost anyway?
Well, it's going down. I can tell you that.
I guess that's true. Let's continue though. So that's particularly ironic though that he's predicting that no online database will replace your daily newspaper.
Yeah.
When in point of fact, it was Newsweek that just went under as far as their print subscriptions and their print magazines.
Are they online at all?
They are online.
And books, Newsweek is only online.
Books, it's terrible too. I've got to say this as a follow up to my newspaper fetish, newsprint. I love books, and the Kindle does not cut it for me. The Nook does not cut it for me.
No, I'm like you there. I'm old school. I like my book where I can
with
just
paper.
Pick it up and look at it.
Right. If I want
to the page.
Right. Exactly. I like the feeling of something physical in my hand. I definitely don't.
I'm not
going
to leave my Nook next to my toilet.
Right.
I'm gonna do that.
No. Or take it to the beach with you.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
There's a place for it for sure, I think, and it probably is a larger place than we would use. Like culturally,
sure.
It'll be much bigger over time. But.
Agreed. I'm just a sucker for old stuff, I guess.
So this is Clifford Stoll writing in 1995 in Newsweek, going on. No CD-ROM can take the place of a competent teacher. Think Khan Academy. It's not a CD-ROM, but it is YouTube. Clifford couldn't imagine YouTube at this point.
Sure. And no, you wouldn't have been able to either.
I don't think I could. I mean, but some of these people, I'm surprised at how complete the predictions in 1995 that he's rebutting are. Frankly, I'm, that's what befuddles me. We had a funny noise there. Are we still
there?
Yeah,
we're good.
Okay, great. So he goes on here.
Oh, hold on. We'll get to the rest of this
in
a moment.
I just got a little quick part to finish the sentence. No computer network will change the way government works.
Yeah, well, it hasn't changed anything about the government. I mean, they're still aggressing against
Pandacam.
The news has changed how the government works.
Certainly, the government is more exposed now, but they're still doing the same old thing, and that's hurting peaceful people and threatening them. 855 453. More of his predictions in moments.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med 5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com, that's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med 5. Order now at med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,318. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,365.78, $682.89 for a half ounce, or $341.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,365.78, $682.89, and $341.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're sharing a fairly interesting flashback piece going back almost 20 years to Newsweek's 1995. One of their issues, they had an article about the Internet and how It's not going to meet these expectations. Bah, humbug, Internet. This thing is no big deal. It can't possibly supplant or replace any of, you know, classrooms, teaching.
Teachers, online sales of merchandise. Pah.
Yeah. So, actually, we haven't gotten to the sales and merchandise portion of the
basically, he's poo-pooed everything about what makes the Internet great today.
Yeah, well, and it was interesting because there were people who were visionaries that were seeing telecommuting workers, interactive libraries, as he describes them, you know, these things that we have today in just amazingly mind-blowing ways. I mean, who would have visualized YouTube? I mean, back in 1995, we were just amazed that Windows 95 had a video on the CD.
That's right.
If you could play,
what a nightmare 95 was.
If you could play a video at full screen in 1995, you had a ballsy computer.
Yep.
And back then, that was a big deal.
And there was a quote from Bill Gates I remember from when I was a kid that no one would ever need more than
640K of RAM.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or eight megs on a hard drive. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You'll never need more than this.
So well, let's continue with that here in a moment. But some things don't change, like the 30-year mortgage.
Well, yeah, they're certainly available to you. In order to get the best home loan, you're going to need to, of course, find the best rates. You're going to need a property that will appraise for the amount that you need, a job or a business of your own that gives you enough money to qualify for the loan, and, importantly, the ability to take yes for an answer. Right now, we've got some of the best rates in history. They're nearly at all-time lows. If you've ever needed, if you have the needed appraised value, the employment that you need, and the earnings, and you could make the decision to move forward, the next year, just 2 months away, getting that same loan is going to be a lot harder than it is now, because the federal government's passed new rules. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. The prediction is, by the way, that rates are going to go up. So this is probably a great time. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, let's get back into this amusing article from 1995 Newsweek about the Internet here in a moment. But first, Jay is on the line with us in Massachusetts. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
So it's kind of ironic you're talking about Yellow Pages ad. When I was a little kid, a big part of our business, we do pony ride. And so, you know, somebody would have a birthday party, you know, young kids, and I can remember my dad would drop me off on a pony. I'd be maybe 8, 9, 10 years old. And, you know, 4 or 5 hours later, he'd come pick us up. So I found an ad, some paperwork in my dad's office about a couple weeks ago, and it was for a Yellow Pages ad from 9X, and it was like $1,750 or $1,700 for a 1 year Yellow Pages ad, and it was a small ad. It was like a 1/12 page ad.
What year was this that this invoice was from?
I think it was 87. I'm 87? Not quite sure.
Wow.
87? Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
And,
almost 30 years.
You know what? We would not. I can remember my dad gets $150 to drop me off and with the pony, and the people would always get $10 or $20, which I thought I was off making big cash at 10 years old. You
were.
And almost every weekend we had a few ponies, but the pony he sent me, he just couldn't leave there. He had like 3 ponies that we could just leave at places, and we could drop off ponies at 3 or 4 places almost every Saturday morning.
Wow.
When I was a little kid, yeah. It was worth it.
I mean, the Yellow Page ads back then were totally worth it. I mean, he more than made his money back on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it wasn't a big deal at all. But also, you know, in the 80s, he would sell horses for $10,000 all the time. Today, it's tough to squeeze $1,500 out of a horse.
Mm.
You know, just the same kind of horse, basically.
More competition, more competition in the marketplace, easier access to that competition because of things like Google, perhaps? Is that driving costs of horses down?
I think the fact that owning a horse is like having a mortgage payment. You know, they're like the boredom somewhere, like $500 a month, to where Ford in 1980 was, you know, 80-something was probably $75 a month.
Hmm.
you know, you could buy a bale of hay for $2. Today it's $7. Yeah, you could buy a ton of feed was like $42 or $51. Today it's over $300.
Well, inflation's a factor there as well. I mean, because of the government money system and the fiat currencies we've discussed recently. Jay, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855 450 free. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Memphis. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, hi, guys. I just got back from driving 1,100 miles in the rally in Memphis. In China, and didn't see a stop sign the entire 1,100 miles.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah, but it was quite an experience. I got to drive like the Chinese do, which is pretty amazing. It's kind of crazy and a little bit anarchistic, which I like.
What makes it different? How do the Chinese drive different?
Well, I used to say they didn't follow the rules, but my wife straightened me out. She said a better way to say that is that the rules are flexible. And they're terribly flexible in China. You can drive on the you can pass on the shoulder. All these things.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah. Technically, it's all illegal, but, I mean, there's no enforcement to speak of. So on that 1,100 miles, I got to pass on the shoulder, go through red lights. Of course, there were no stop signs to run, so I couldn't run any stop signs. But it was
how many cops did you see the whole time?
I actually cut off a couple of cops just because I could.
Nice.
Over
wow.
There. Yeah, you can cut them off there. It's no big deal. They don't because everybody's cutting everybody else off. That's the normal type of driving over there. The type of driving, in fact, you know, I kind of forgot when I got back here. I've been here 2 days now, and I kind of forgot. And I cut some truck driver.
Oh,
cut
no.
Him off. I was like six car lengths ahead of him when I changed lanes and moved over to the exit lane. You know, so I went over two lanes, one in front of him, and he didn't like that, so he honked his horn at me. I'm going, oh my gosh! In China, I mean, I would have been one car length ahead of him, and the truck driver wouldn't have blinked. You know, So it's amazing the difference, but somehow people manage to live over there. They don't. They're not all dying. In fact, there was one place where I was driving on this rather wide business area, and there was this little old hunched over lady. She must have been like 90 years old, and she could barely walk. And she was making her way across that road with her cane, and cars were just zipping by her right and left. And nope, you know, she wasn't paying any attention to them, and they were obviously missing her because she never would have lived to be that ripe old age if they were that reckless.
Fascinating. I love the differences between cultures and places in the world. Thank you, Gene, for sharing your experience with us. Glad you made it back. Thanks for the call. 855-453. More coming up from Newsweek, their 1995 article about why the Internet was no big deal and it wasn't going to be a big deal in the future. More coming up.
The worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won a Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 56078 1-800-345-6078.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team
of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. And that's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about online, actually. We're talking about the internet. We're talking about 1995, a Newsweek article by a guy who was into the internet. He'd spent two decades online already using probably bulletin board systems, CompuServe, AOL, things like that, the predecessors, the precursors to the internet. And he's basically just laying it out there that he didn't think this thing was going anywhere. That this was nothing to write home about. This thing is not that special. It's just a mess. It's just junk. It's never going to replace anything of any value. And we've actually barely scratched the surface. There's a little bit more, probably about half, maybe a third of the way through this story here. And we're going to continue with it. But one thing nobody had a vision for in 1995, certainly that I ever heard about, was a digital currency.
I don't know.
Cryptographically secure that cuts out the middleman, gets rid of government and banks. That's what we have today in the form of Bitcoin.
Cryptographic currencies, actually Bitcoin is the culmination of, at this point, I don't know what the culmination is, but at this point, the current iteration of cryptographic currencies that were actually being discussed in the 90s. So, yes, people did have visions of this back when I had no clue about these kind of things. But Bitcoin's become very popular. It's really hot right now, getting a lot of news.
Yeah, but it took 15 years. I mean, this was 1995 when we were reading this article, and Bitcoin didn't really hit until, like, 2010.
That's about right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the nice thing about Bitcoin is it had been around for a few years before we even found out about it. And that means that it had been tested, and, you know, there had been all kinds of testing going on. And one thing you can say about Bitcoin is it does everything it says it's going to do. It is a huge step forward in the area of currency, and it does what it says it's going to do. Not counterfeitable. you know, not inflatable, meaning that they can't print more of them, they can't create more of them, or at least it's not arbitrarily. So if you're going to get into Bitcoin, you're going to need a wallet. Get your wallet at blockchain.info. It's the best online wallet. It is not only can you use it on your laptop or your desktop, you can use it on, or I should say, is that what they call it, a desktop machine?
Sure. Yeah, okay. That's correct.
You can also use it on your smartphone, your Android, your iPhone, whatever it is you want. Blockchain.info.
All right. So, Mark, we've got this story from Newsweek that you're sharing with us. Author here is Clifford Stoll. And he was basically predicting that the Internet was going to go nowhere.
Yep, from 1995, yep. This is his article, and I think it's very funny. Basically, he said that he's poo-pooed everything that the Internet has become today. And he goes on, consider today's online world, 1995. The Usenet, a worldwide bulletin board, allows anyone to post messages across the nation. Your word gets out, leapfrogging editors and publishers. Every voice can be heard cheaply and instantly. The result? Every voice is heard. The cacophony more closely resembles citizens' band radio, complete with handles, harassment, and anonymous threats. When everyone shouts, few listen.
Now, he's right, by the way. I mean, there's some of the things he said here have been true, and it's certainly true that the Usenet is a mess. And, Mark, have you ever been on the Usenet?
No, I don't know anything
exactly.
About it.
Most people today that use the Internet have probably never heard of Usenet.
Usenet, right.
Nanny, you obviously know what it is because of your reaction.
Sure.
But Usenet is an old method of transmitting data, messages, and actual binary data. So, like, attachments, for instance. You could send a message. You could have an attachment to it. And those attachments could, you know, be downloaded as files. So people were using Usenet before they had torrents and before they had Napster and things like that to share music and to share movies and pictures and things like that. But there was also a messaging system as well, and it was an international messaging system. There are different categories. It still exists. You can still go and get Usenet subscriptions today, but they had different subheader categories. So it was like alt.this.that. You know, so ours might have been like alt.free, you know, radio.freetalklive or something like that. And so they still exist. They're still kind of this obscure little corner of the Internet, probably nowhere near as popular today as they would have been, like, by percentage of Internet users back in 1995. But, yeah, the Usenet was a mess, and it still is. There's just a bunch of message boards with a bunch of spam in there and sometimes some useful stuff. So about that, he was correct.
How about electronic publishing? Try reading a book on disc. At best, it's an unpleasant chore. The myopic glow of a clunky computer replaces the friendly pages of a book. And you can't tote that laptop to the beach. Oh, yes, you can.
Well, in 1995, laptops were also the size of a small suitcase.
A luggable.
You know?
Right.
He's right about it. He's right from his perspective about those things. But he couldn't have seen that, what do they call it, the digital paper?
But he's wrong. He's using today's yardstick. The yardstick he's using here is this is like, this'll never happen. He's wrong. He's demonstrably wrong. There are people at the beach reading their Kindles. And they're happy. And no, they're not.
Can you read a Kindle in sunlight very effectively? I don't have any experience with it.
Yes, you can, depending on the type of Kindle.
There was a revision to address an issue with that.
Okay.
So he goes on. Yet, Nicholas Negroponte, director of the MIT Media Lab, predicts that we'll soon buy books and newspapers straight over the Internet.
God, I love the MIT geeks.
Sure. Why the Internet?
I think it's, sure.
Okay, whatever. What the Internet hucksters won't tell you is the Internet is one big ocean of unedited data, without any pretense of completeness.
Oh, Wikipedia, anyone?
Right. Lacking editors, reviewers, or critics, the Internet has become a wasteland of unfiltered data. You don't know what to ignore and what's worth reading. And this is, to some extent, the truth. There are topics out there where you can get all kinds of data that just makes things dizzying. One that comes to mind, vaccines. Another one that comes to mind, GMOs. Another one that comes to mind, fluoride in the water. When you're talking about these subjects, a lot of health-related stuff, there's just so much crap out there. You can't possibly know anything.
But that's still better than it was, because in 1995, your only sources of data were these old school, the encyclopedia, the mainstream media, this old news, old media kind of sources, and everybody just accepted what they heard, unless they happen to subscribe to some sort of fax newsletter that they'd receive from who knows what conspiracy theorists out there. I mean, there were alternative methods of getting information, but they were much more difficult to access. So at least now you can choose your source easily, and you can decide on whatever basis you think it is valid or not.
Well, he's making the point that choosing bad data is worse than having good data forced upon you.
You're presuming that the data is good.
So is he. Okay, so, and, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. But a lot of times, the people that are coming from sort of the institutional health arena will say, yes, all that other data is bad, 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 and you're stupid for believing it. This is all the people, the sort of allopathic medicine people have left, is hurtling insults at people who believe anything that is less than sort of the party line on allopathic medicine, when none of them actually believe that either. So going on. Logged onto the World Wide Web, I hunt for the data of the Battle of Trafalgar. Hundreds of files show up, and it takes 15 minutes to unravel them. One's a biography written by an 8th grader. The second is a computer game that doesn't work, and the third is an image of a London monument. None answers my question. My search is periodically interrupted by messages like, too many connections, try again later.
Well, Google certainly solved that problem.
Yeah,
that's... Sorry, buddy.
Search engine algorithms, I imagine, have gotten quite a bit better over the last 20 years.
Won't the internet be useful in governing? Internet addicts clamor for government reports, but when Andy Sapno ran for county executive in Winchester County, New York, Westchester County, New York, he put every press release and position paper onto a bulletin board. In that affluent county with plenty of computer companies, how many voters logged on? Fewer than 30. Not a good omen.
It's probably the same today.
Yeah, it probably is. But certainly...
No one cares about local elections. All right, he's got more to say, though. So yep. We're going to continue with this in moments here. And I don't know if we're going to get to a good cop story.
That's all right.
I like this old school stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450 free. And maybe you can recall back to some age-old predictions about the internet. Maybe you yourself turned out to be wrong. Maybe you want to share with us your story. You're welcome to. It's Free Talk Live. Thank you.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time here for you to share with us. Reminisce, if you will, on the past of predictions about the internet. We're sharing with you a 1995 Newsweek piece that ironically predicts the demise or the pointlessness of the internet, according to the author at the time. Of course, it's ironic because Newsweek ended up dying. At least its print division died as a result of the internet.
He also doesn't mention porn in this article. And porn is
he's
the primary.
He's very dishonest.
Right. Do you know?
So we're going to continue with that here. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to visit us online, we've got a lot of different options for you to take advantage of there. We've got a webcam, which, of course, would have been completely unbelievable back in 1995. Now anybody with any speed computer can watch the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system that's kind of it's kind of a throwback. Like, the name BBS is actually a bit of a reference to that which has come before the internet. Most people don't use that terminology, but I started my online addiction back when I was probably about 12 years old in the early 1990s, and they had these things called BBSs where you could get online and
bulletin board systems.
Yeah, you would connect with this, you'd connect with your modem, your dial-up modem, to another dial-up modem somewhere else, and they would send you, you would have access to bulletin boards, these message boards and files and games and things like that. So I kind of harken back to that with the BBS. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to enjoy that. Download archives. There's our mobile site and so much more. It's all free. And go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. So let's go back to this piece here from Newsweek, 1995. We take you back to the predictions of one man who is not like some inexperienced blowhard. This guy, it's not like he just got online for a week and said, screw this, this is crazy. He'd been involved with the online world for two decades prior to writing this article.
He's an expert that makes valid points and is just dead wrong. And that's what I want people to understand in this. You know, when we talk on the air, people consider us experts on some issues or others, and I sincerely hope that they, you know, they take a look at both sides. And that's all you can really do, because there's a lot of information out there. He's complaining about all the information that's on the internet and how one can has a very difficult time sort of parsing through it. It's true. But if you're going to come up with an opinion, don't just adopt it because some expert says it. So going on, point and click. Then there are those pushing computers into schools. We're told that multimedia will make schoolwork easy and fun. Students will happily learn from animated characters while taught by expertly tailored software. Who needs teachers when you've got computer-aided education? Bah.
Oregon Trail.
My son, by the way, has learned to read using these these things.
Yeah.
These expensive toys are difficult to use in classrooms and require extensive teacher training, right?
Right.
No, here's a surprise for you, Clifford. Those teachers are dead now. Sure, kids love video games, but think of your own experience. Can you recall even one educational film strip of decades past? I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
You know, I can remember an educational film strip. It was one. It was a stop, drop, and roll thing where it was like this lava flow came through. It was like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're supposed to get under your desk in an event of emergency. But this,
because that'll stop lava.
That'll stop lava.
Desks
and it was
the lava.
The scariest freaking thing. It's like, oh, so you're going to hide under your desk and die. I do remember that.
So, I think Schoolhouse Rock immediately dismisses everything he's talking about here. Yeah, when you're talking about memorable jingles and cartoon characters, sure, that stuff absolutely works with teaching people. I'm Just a Bill did more to teach civics than any teacher in America.
Absolutely.
So, going on. I'll bet you remember the two or three great teachers who made a difference in your life. That's true, but I can sing a whole lot of
Schoolhouse Rocks.
Yeah. Then there's cyber business. We're promised instant catalog shopping, just point and click for great deals. We'll order airline tickets over the network. By the way, traveling agencies gone.
You know, yes, that's very true.
Almost gone.
Well, they're only for cruises, basically, at this point. Make restaurant reservations and negotiate sales contracts. I think you can negotiate sales contracts over email, but there generally needs to be some high touch when it comes to making big deals.
Voice over IP.
it certainly helps.
Your whole business is over the telephone, Mark.
I'd use Skype and email a great deal, if that's what you're saying.
You said high touch. That sounds like real life presenting in a room somewhere.
Okay. It's going to have to be higher touch than email generally to make large deals, is what I'm saying. You know, if you're selling somebody...
But when you say high touch, you mean Skype is okay, even
Skype
though touch is not involved.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Stores will become obsolete. So how come my local mall does more business in an afternoon than the entire internet handles in a month?
I bet your local mall is boarded up right now.
I bet it is.
Your local mall isn't good for anything but teenagers and little old ladies in sneakers.
Go on down to Circuit City and Borders and tell me all about it.
Right now, I mean, Keene, New Hampshire, obviously not the most economically booming place in the world, but it's a shell of its former self as far as some of the shopping centers around here.
The thing we call a mall, the Colony Mill, has been standing...
It's almost empty.
Been standing empty for years.
There's like three stores in that place.
Yep.
And now it's a relatively small building, but nonetheless, it used to be very bustling. It used to be very busy. Almost every store was filled with something. And now it's almost every store has nothing there. There are hardly any stores there.
Right.
And the same thing with the one that's next door to it. There's another related building that's owned by the same management company that you look at this building and there's like one Chinese restaurant on one end of it. There's a Weight Watchers on the other end of it. There's a sprinkling, I mean, literally three or four other businesses in the whole place. I mean, it's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Circuit City and Borders used to both be open in Keene, and they're gone, and they haven't been filled. Those buildings are empty.
Nope.
Even if there were a trustworthy way to spend money on the internet, which there isn't, Bitcoins, the network is missing a most essential ingredient of capitalism. Salespeople.
See, I don't think salespeople are an essential ingredient of capitalism at all.
I think they are, but that's speaking as a salesperson.
Mm-hmm. Amazon doesn't need a salesperson.
Well, there are a lot of people that on websites where you can get help, and you can chat. Reviews are very helpful. That's true, but you can get online, this on sort of online chat. Need help with the process? Just, you know, type right here.
Yeah,
and somebody will come on and help you. So they do have online salespeople.
Does Amazon have that? I didn't know that.
I don't know if Amazon has it or not.
Have you ever needed that?
Yep.
Not on Amazon?
No, not on Amazon. Okay. I don't like Amazon when they, because I find that their product descriptions are very, very small. I often have to do my research elsewhere on a product.
It depends on the product. It depends on how popular it is. It depends on how, you know, offered it is and who's offering it on Amazon. So it really just depends. But, I mean, it's wonderful to be on Amazon. You can read almost as many reviews as you want to on a relatively popular product.
I don't trust reviews sometimes because I often wonder whether it's the competition saying something bad about
sure.
it. And you know, plus I think that half the world's crazy. So
they got a great return policy if it doesn't turn out.
Well, that much is true, right. No doubt about it. But it's one thing's for sure is it's much more gratifying to drive down to the store and return and to get something than it is to return from online sales. I'm not saying that online sales is bad. I like it, but
I just bought a laptop battery on Amazon. It was on the fritz. I called the company up. They sent me a replacement battery, and they sent me the return label for the other one. It's not a big deal at all to return that at all.
When you buy online and it works well, it's better than buying in a store. When you buy online and it works poorly, it's worse than it working poorly in a store.
I agree.
That's what I mean when I say that. That's
okay,
how I feel.
Let's move on.
So going on. What's missing from the electronic wonderland? Human contact. Discount the fawning techno burble about virtual communities. Computers and networks isolate us from one another. A network chat line is limp. Is a limp substitute for meeting friends over coffee.
That is very
totally true.
This is true, and I think that there's a lot to talk about in that area. No interactive multimedia display comes close to the excitement of a live concert. And who'd prefer cyber sex to the real thing?
There are probably people who would prefer that.
Yes, absolutely.
And while the internet beckons bright, seductively flashing an icon of knowledge as power, this non-place lures us to surrender our time on Earth.
That is true.
A poor substitute it is. The virtual... No, come on. Poor substitute. I hold in my hand, right now, the sum total of human knowledge in my smartphone. This was a superpower in 1995. The ability to, within seconds, come up with the answer to a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Superpower. And anyway, poor substitute that is, the virtual reality where frustration is legion and where the holy names of education and progress, important aspects of human interactions, are relentlessly devalued.
Devaluing education and progress.
Here he goes, talking about this a few many years later.
No, we don't have time for this. We don't have time for the end of this.
Of my many mistakes, flubs, and howlers, fuel has been as many public as my 1995 howler.
You're not
wrong? Yep.
You're not going to have time to get through the rest of it. He does have a statement, though, about
yes,
this. And we've posted the whole thing on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can read his mea culpa, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.